Chomets bePesach, Yom HaKippurim, Zikoros, Samchina. Now this guy, Maduch Daloch Riz, that how do we know what exactly Rosh Chodesh was? To know when Tes Vov Benisan is, to know when Pesach is, or to know when Yud Betishrei, when Yom Kippur is. And there it's the Shalom and Issacharis. If you eat Chomets on Pesach, you won't be Issacharis. If you eat on Yom Kippur, you chayav Karis. So the Kitzur was Seimach for Issacharis. On the letters, Rashi says, Kishoyim Avr and Shonim, we used to make an extra year, like an extra month in the year. El Shochini Geras Nagol, used to send letters to the Goyla. Lasso is Beis Adam, to know that there's a second Adar this year. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and they tell everybody when exactly Pesach comes out. So you see, with Semich on letters that send out, that people should know exactly when to make Pesach. If so, Hochot, the Yester, the Yalmo, the Koshchein, here there's only a problem of an Isra say, because the Shalah had to be the kind of Mitzvah of Titzis. And at the most, even if you don't make the Tchelis, it can be over a lab of Klayim, but it's not a Chi of Chorus involved over here. So isn't it for sure that you should be Semich on the Disco or send out letters? So the kids said, any zeres we have that maybe won't be made the right way, because that's a kasha. Why should the Chum say it's also to put Tchelis into Pishtin? Let's go and send letters and tell all the factories to know exactly how to make Tchelis, that there shouldn't be any problems. And Avada, we shouldn't be Semich on these letters that are sent out. So therefore, Elo Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Chol Milsa Amri Distinct with this words were said over. Again, we're trying to explain what time, what's the reason why in the Rabbanu we say, on a Beggar of Tishton, you're not supposed to make Klayim out of it, you're not supposed to put Tchelis, blue wool, inside it, even though that's the only way to become the Mitzvah of Tchelis, is by putting this wool into the Beggar of Tishton. So really, in the Raisa, we should say, as the Choleisa say, how can the Lochriz, we do not say it, what's the time of the Xerim of the Rabbanu? The Elom HaRov HaMilsa Amri, was said like this, the Yitno is learned over from HaRov in Eretz Yisrael, the Shum Dura Mizero, Kavosi. So Rav is saying, assuming to say the reason, and he says, there it's true, they said over the same reason, in the name of Rav Zera, like he says, that what Zera is, Shemo Yikra Sadinoi Peter Gimel. We're afraid like this, that when you first have your beggar of flax, of sadin, before you put the tzitzis on, we're afraid that it may rip at the end of the corner, by the end of the three tefachim of the corner, it may rip there. And now that the beggar ripped, what are you going to do? You're going to come and sew it back with a string, or with a flax string with a pishton. And we're afraid some of this string may still be hanging out even after you sew it up. And you're going to come to be Semich on this string for tzitzis. You're going to use this string that's hanging down there as part of the beggar already and use it for your loaf and for part of the tzitzis. Now, the Atayi Roman, the Torah says, Tasev Leiman Osli. You have to go and make tzitzis right now and not to use strings that were there for before. So the kids said, if you're going to use these strings for love on, you're not really being the kind of the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. So what are you doing? You're not later going to put two strings of wool, of Tchelis, and you're going to make Klayim in this Begid. And really, you're not being the kind of the Mitzvah, you're not being the kind of the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. So the kids said, that's the Gzeira. The Gzeira is not to use Tchelis, the Begid of Pishtin, because maybe the strings of love that you use for the Pishtin will be a Psul of Tassav Levin Osli. Maybe these strings would have already been part of the beggar before you're putting it in L'shem Tzitzis. So therefore, they're not kosher for Tzitzis. So it comes out, you're putting in Tchelis, but you have no lofen. So you're not giving kind of the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Therefore, we do not want you to put Tchelis into Tzitzis. That's the Gzera. And the Gemara says the Maisa was that Shora Rabbi Zera L'Sadinei. Rabbi Zera, when he had a beggar of Pishtun, that he found out that somebody put Tzitzis inside them, they put Tchelis inside them, he would take them off. He would take off the Tchelis. And what's the reason why? For this Gzeira, Rashi says, because we're afraid, Shema Yikra, maybe the beggar would have ripped before you put the tzitzis on, and you sewed it up, and part of the tzitzis that you're using is from those strings that are left over. But since the tzitzis is possible, therefore, this Gzeira, not to ever put Tchelis into a beggar of Pishtun. So that's what Rabbi meant to say, that in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Zera said the same reason as him, that the reason why Midrabbanim did not want to use Pishtun, but use Tchelis in the Degen of Pishtun, is because afraid maybe not to be in the kind of the mitzvah altogether. Therefore, we have this Gzeira. Now, the Gemara says, though, but Rav Zera Omar, Rav Zera said before it was Rebbe Zera. Now it's Rav Zera Omar, Gzeira Nami Mishum Ksus Laila. There's another reason why we do not want you to make Klayim in Tzitzis, do not to put Chelis into a beggar of Tishtan. Because even though by daytime that you be mekayem the mitzvahs of Tzitzis, it's mutter, for afraid maybe you wear this beggar at nighttime. And at nighttime, Exus Laila is potter min Tzitzis. So since you wear it by day, we're afraid you may come to wear it at night also. Therefore, with the Rabban, we make the Zerom never to make Tzitzis klayim, never to put Chelis into a piston. Now the Gemara says, the Yomar Rav, Rav says another memru, that Ho Mil Sam, with this halacha I said over, the Yitman was learned by my Rav, and it's Yisrael Mishmeid Rav Zera, the name of Rav Zera, Kavotzi like me. That is another halacha now. So what's going to be, he shall beged, let's say the beged itself is made from cloth. You have a beged, a pair of tzitzis you want to put tzitzis onto, that's made from wool, made from flax, but a kunafel shall or. The corners, the four corners, have a piece of skin there by its corner. And we know, or skin by itself is potter min hatzitzis. So what's the locha? She says, locha is chayevis, still this beggar is chayev in tzitzis. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say he shall or, the ikka beggar itself is made from skin, made from leather. Ukinofeo shall beggar, just the knaf, the corner of the beggar, is made from a beggar, from material. So ptura, revolt your potter min hatzitzis. My time, what's the reason? Ikka beged bimin, you have to go after the ikka of the beged. And the main part of the beged is the beged itself. So where the beged itself is made from cloth, yechayiv and tzitzis. Where the beged itself is made from leather, just the knaf, the corners itself, is made from material, yepotam in tzitzis. However, Rav Achoi ozo bosa knaf. Rav Achoi argues and says, no, you go after the knaf. Where do we put the tzitzis on? On the corners of the beged. If the corners itself is made from material, you're mechuyev in tzitzis. If the corners itself is made from or, you're potter. He holds the go bosa, the knaf itself. Omar Rav, Omar Rav Schoira, Omar Rav Huna, Hitil Labalis Shalosh. Let's say you put tzitzis on a beged that so far only has three corners to it. That's all. So far the beged really is potter in our tzitzis. But you still put tzitzis on the three corners. Then Veshlim Oliyarbo, and then you finished off making the material for the fourth corner, so now you have the complete beged, and now you put tzitzis on the fourth corner. Sula, the locher is the tzitzis apostle. Why? Mishum tasav lemon osli, meaning when you go to make the tzitzis first, the tzitzis has to be kosher. There has to first be four corners on the beged, that's mechuyev and tzitzis, and then you go to put tzitzis on this beged. But over here, when you went to put the first three pair of tzitzis on, it was only three corners as big. As big was part of the tzitzis. So b'shas you put it was puzzle. Later, when you want to make it, you're only putting on one pair of tzitzis. The ones that were there before were puzzle. That's called tassav lemon osli, not if it was made already before pitzul. So Mori asked a question. Meisrei, I have a question on you. It says that chassidim are rishonim. Chassidim, Rashi says, means the zrizim of mitzvahs. People that are very zoros do the mitzvah very carefully. So it says by them, kivon sh'ora gibor gimel, to have them in the riz, as soon as they started to weave this beged, and they made gimel tvachim of the beged, or else gimel at zboyis of the beged, so far the beged is not big enough to put on tzitzis. But as soon as they started to make the beged, they have three at zboyis, worse than the beged. Right away, since they were Zoras, they were very careful, they were anxious to do the mitzvah right away. They were put two tzitzis on the two corners. And you start to make a long beggin, and then you go, you know, lengthwise. So as soon as you have a length of three etzbois, they would put already, that's called corners already, they would put on the two ends tzitzis. So the question is, how is that kosher? Lechur, at that time, right now, when they put in these two tzitzis, the beggin was not big enough, it was not a shear to be mechayev and tzitzis. For if later they finish making the whole beged, so who are the first two tzitzis should be a psul of tassav lemon osli. Elamai, what do we see now? That since lemaisa, when you made the tzitzis, you did it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, it's kosher. Even though at that time it was psul, it wasn't fit yet. So who are we see we don't have this psul of tassav lemon osli. So Morris says, no, the case over there was like this. Eimer rather said like this. Kivan shepotsu bo gimel hoi mativ lo tchelis. As soon as they got to the last three etzboyis of the beged, meaning they already had a whole beged shalom. They had already a shear of a beged. Just up to the last three etzboyas, Rashi says, kivan shegil gimel etzboyas achreinim. Matibu lo tchilas roi miyad. Pule moshu le miyad. They didn't wait. So now Rashi says no psul tasob le minosui. Because since the beggar is kosher already, it's fit to put in tzitzis right now. So therefore the cordes are fit to have tzitzis on it. Therefore there's no psul tasob le minosui. If you put on tzitzis before the beggar is fit to have tzitzis, there would be a psul of tasoi below minosui. Now the Gemara asks the question, O me, I'm reading, is it true that we say there's such a psul? O if taso below minosui, the more any is not that way. Vomer Rabzera says, Hita lo mutelis. Let's say you have a beggar that has the four tzitzis on them already, and now you go put a second pair of tzitzis on each corner, you put another pair of tzitzis. That's called Hitel Lemutelis. You have already a beggar with kosher tzitzis, and you go and put now a second pair on each corner. So Lachar is Kshera, still is kosher. What does it mean it's Kshera? That later when you take off, rip off the first pair, the second pair is still kosher. So the question is why? Now when you put on the second pair, you're not making the mitzvah. It's Lele Sarach. Says so, it should be like Tassav Lemon Osli. When did they first become a kosher pair? Later when you take off the first pair. But right now, when you make the second pair of Shlomo Tzarech, it's not called a mitzvah. Since so, it should be a psul of Tassav Lemon Osli. The Rashi says, the Kashr is, for Ocha the Shlomo Tzarech Avdinu, Peshas Asiya, Peshas they put on the second pair, it was called Shlomo Tzarech. So, still later becomes kosher. So we see we do not say Tassav, something that's made first Shlomo Tzarech, later it can't become a kosher pair. Even though at the beginning it was made Shlomo Tzarech, like before the beggar wasn't fit yet, it was shlele tzarech, but later when the beggar becomes fit, the churit should become a mitzvah tzitzis. See, in the churit we see there's no psul of tasav le minosli. So where it says no, Amar Rav, Rav says like this, Hashda b'bal tzitzif koyi, right now when you're putting on the second pair, the churit's called b'bal tzitzif. You're putting on a second pair, that's b'bal tzitzif. If so, ma'isa lehevei. It's like not considered a ma'isa at all. And Rashi says, since you're over about Tesef now, you're over Lam, by putting the second pair in right now, for heavy mice is not called a mice. The Chiva Diyavra, Divrei Torah, the Mikri mice is not called a mice. Therefore, it's not called Tassav Lehman Osui. So later, when you rip off the first pair, now the second pair is not about Tesef anymore. That's called the Asiya. So it's first called an Asiya of Tesef later, that's why it's kosher. That's the Lashon of Hashtem about Tesef Koi. Right now, when you first make it, you're over Lam about Tesef. Maisa lehev, it's not called a maisa. So, mask of Lora Papa, Papa asked the question back, no. Mask of Lora Papa, me my de gavra la sufe kamechavim. Who told you when this person is putting the second pair of tzitzis on each corner? His kavodah is to be over lava about Yosef. And therefore you're telling me it's not called a maisa right now. Who said so? Dilma maybe, liftu le kamechavim. Maybe the person is mechavim to put on a second pair now, in order to eventually take off the first pair, and therefore about Tosef Lekka, he does not have a kavana to be over about Tosef. And since he's not over about Tosef right now, it comes out Maisika that is called the Maisa right now. And the first putting on of these sisters is called Shle Lesarech. Right now it's not Lesarech, right now you don't need your second pair. Right now you have already your first pair. But as far as your Svar, you're saying since it's about Tosef, it's not called the Maisa, no. Who said you have Mechavin? Maybe not Mechavin. And Tosef speaks out that Afilu Mandiyama in the Parag Basra, the Ervin, the La'avah Mishum Baltesim Leboi Kavoda, even if he held you, did not have Kavoda L'Shem Mitzvah to be over Baltesif, or Mashum and Abin, he perked of Yeshua Leboi Kavoda, Kavoda, because Malkam Tosef says, Hocho, Moida Dleka Baltesif, Kivud Lefulu Kamechavin. When do we say Baltesif does need Kavoda? That's what Lamais you're doing the second time for no purpose. So the name of it remains about Tosef. But over here that you're putting on the second pair for a purpose, that you have a kavon invention to take off the first pair, and to use the second pair, so since you're not being mechavon al l'shem about Tosef, but for a purpose, everybody would agree that you're not over the level about Tosef over here. So since you're not over the level about Tosef, l'chur, it should be considered a maisa. So back to the kasha, there should be a psul tassav lemon osli. So korponim, according to Rav Papa, the Rav Papa asked the question, the kasha would be a good kasha. Right. Omer Rav Zeir, Omer Rav Masna, Omer Shmuel, Tcheles, Ein Bo Mishum Klayim. Tcheles, meaning in the parash of Tzitzis, Tcheles, Lav Dav Ketcheles, but it means there's no Yisra Klayim by Tzitzis. And the Afilu B'Talis Pturis, in a Lashon, even a Talis, That's potter from the mitzvah. Still, if you have klayim, it's okay. So Mara says, what do you mean? My talas peturah. What do you mean to say even by talas peturah? Still, there's no aveira of having klayim and tzitzis. Elaine, if you want to tell me the less bashira, you have a talas that's too small. It's potter from tzitzis. Even though still, if you make klayim, you're not over the aveira. The question is, why not? For a time, you will learn like this. Talis shakotim is chasabo. Rosh of rubai. If you have a deget wheel that's 18 by 18 inches, then at least a katan could cover himself, his head, and roam of his body. And also the agadu yaitzim b'derech arai, that a gadu would go out with such a deget temporarily. The lochur is then chayavas betzitzis. Such a deget has a chiyav tzitzis. But what's going to be? Ein ha-katan is chasam by Rosh of Ruba. Let's say the deget is so small that even a katan would not walk out with it. He would not cover up, I mean, his Rosh of Ruba. So afapish agadu yaitzim arai, even though a gadu would go out temporarily, still p'turah. Still, you put them in a tzitzis. It's clearly the chayim linyan klayim. The same halach applies to klayim. And Avinu asks the question, what does it mean to say the chayim linyan klayim? In layman, the chayim linyan is through the klayim that you only over the klayim. Like this, I've gone down to now, we learned, ain't ara b'klayim, there's no p'tur, there's no ara b'klayim. That once you wear klayim, you're over the aveira. The Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak, the chayim linyan sadim etzitzis. What it means to say is that there's an aveira of sadim etzitzis. There was when the other had to wear klayim on tzitzis, if the beggar is mechuyev and tzitzis, so then you mekayim the mitzvah, esti is lechol eisasayim. But if the beggar is so small that you not be mekayim the mitzvah, esti of tzitzis, savad, you have the right to be over the lav of klayim. So you can't say that's tremendous first grace, so you can't say you're allowed to wear klayim on tzitzis, even if a talis p'turah means if a talis is too small. If a talis is too small, pshita, there's no mitzvah, but since there's no mitzvah, Shita, we would not say, yes, that they have, at least I say. So we'll have to see what's like a pshat and a filo talis p'tura. All right, we'll stop here.